welcome. And today we're on Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and president of Farrell Wealth. It's a wealth management firm that's local to Valparaiso, Indiana, although we service clients all over the nation. One of the things we do, obviously, is private wealth management, but we also do a number of different retirement plans and have conversations with plan sponsors. And we're really going to try here in the next couple series to have different topics for plan sponsors to have a discussion about some of the things that they need to be made aware of if they are not already aware of things in the company-sponsored retirement plan space that we might be able to bring to them, and just some information. And today, I really wanted to welcome Lauren Brandup. He's a director of group benefits retirement plan consultant for Next Level Planning and Wealth Management in Brookfield, Wisconsin. We're going to have Lauren on, and we're going to talk about some of these things. He's going to talk about what he sees in the retirement plan space. It's really a focus of his and where he and his practice is entirely. So, Lauren, I just want to say hello and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure, and I appreciate you having me. So, again, Lauren Brandup with Next Level Planning Wealth Management. I've been in the space for about 9 years. Relatively new in the retirement plan space in the last three, was provided an opportunity that kind of helped me expand where my focus was, and really have found a passion with my kind of practice now.
Excellent. Tell me, along those lines, how did you get into working with retirement plans? A little bit of background on you and where you've been, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and kind of an interesting story. It's sometimes life has a strange way of things coming your path and across. I've worked previously with a larger insurance company. That's kind of where I got my start. I always like to joke and say that I went to work for free for a few years, but I've always been in a client facing role through most of my career, and working with an advisor. When I moved over to Next Level the last 4 years or so ago, he has a pretty big practice in the retirement plan space and group benefit space, something I just started working towards. Decided as an offer that was thrown my way, I couldn't refuse it, and I looked at it as a new way to really kind of just sharpen my pencil and really get a different knowledge base. I'm a very driven person, probably borderline workaholic sometimes, and I like to constantly have knowledge and try and be ahead of the curve as much as I could. And funny enough, this was right around the time when DOL was fiduciary rules were hot and heavy a few years ago, so the learning curve was fast and furious. But now, I work with close to 40 plans, retirement plans, almost 100 million in assets, covering a couple thousand participants, as well as another 25 group health plans. So I still have some individual financial planning clients I do work with, some legacy clients that I call them, but really my primary focus is in the retirement plan space and trying to improve not only participants' outcomes, but also really trying to help our plan sponsors understand their roles and responsibilities, because quite frankly, this stuff is very complicated and there's really no great manual that's provided. So you want a 401k plan, well, here you go, fill out the forms and hear all the different things that you're responsible for, it's difficult. So I really take passion in trying to help and provide guidance.
Perfect. And you mentioned fiduciary, so in this industry we're hearing the F word thrown around a ton of these days. It's been basically everyone's talking about it. Being a fiduciary, client first, prudent man rule, all of these wonderful things that actually I think are really good for the industry. And it's really important to kind of understand when you're being named a fiduciary, if you are a fiduciary, am I fiduciary? What's my role of responsibility? And what does that really entail when operating a company sponsored retirement plan? So if you could you kind of dive into how do I even know I'm a fiduciary? Help these plan sponsors out to kind of know what it really means.
Yeah, great question. The F word has been thrown out everywhere. It's been, especially in our line of work for the last 3 or 4 years, we've had a lot of changes between DOL, Reg BI, and what does that mean to plan sponsors? Really, what it means and how do you know if you're a fiduciary is really, are you named in the plan document? Are you somebody that essentially has control over plan assets or decision-making responsibilities over a retirement plan? As a fiduciary, you're essentially under ERISA Title I of Part 4 of that of Title I. It names and says really what all of your roles and responsibilities entail, which is having the best interest at all times for plan participants and all of their beneficiaries. You know, as you had mentioned, the prudent person rule is demonstrating otherwise a prudency to how you are managing and operating a plan, again, for the best interests of participants and beneficiaries. It's important to understand also who it could also be a fiduciary. Sometimes you might have service providers that are named fiduciaries in the plan document that may be direct plan assets. It's really important to understand all of those, because at the end of the day, you as the named person in the plan document are ultimately responsible for everything that is operated in the plan.
That's perfect. Some of the resources too, I want to be able to recommend a Department of Labor. If you go to www.dol.gov, you can find a number of different things, but they actually just search 401k plans, and it literally says meeting my fiduciary responsibilities on the first page. So if you're looking for a place to go to learn as a plan sponsor what, you know, what really does a plan do, what it does a fiduciary do, and am I one, you know, 9 times out of 10, you probably are. And so it's really good to be able to make sure you know exactly how to handle it. So one of the things we get, and I'm sure you do too, in the retirement plan spaces, you know, I have people and companies that sort of this comment of business owners that always say, look, I've got people for that. I pay them to do that. You know, aren't they handling my fiduciary responsibility? Isn't that true or no?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, they are, maybe to a certain extent. Again, it really depends on what level of you know, service they're bringing to the table. Again, are they named in the plan document? If they're not, they may still be acting in some fiduciary capacity. For example, the way that we run most of our practice for our retirement plans is we act as a essentially retirement plan consultant. We act as a what's called a 321 investment advisor. We are not named in the plan document, nor do we have discretion over making plan asset decisions, but we still have fiduciary responsibilities to our plan sponsors, because we monitor investments, we provide quarterly reports, we provide ongoing you know, guidance and advice, not only to the sponsors, but also guidance and investment education to participants. So typically in most roles, you're going to find that a record keeper, where your you know, where a participant would get a quarterly statement from, they can go and make transactions, are typically not a fiduciary. They are a service provider. They are providing services to the plan participants, unless they are named in the plan document. Same thing with plan administration. Again, unless they're named in the plan document, they may be doing transactions for the plan, whether it be loans or hardship withdrawals or you know, corrective distributions. But at the end of the day, they are not a fiduciary. And really, it comes down to the plan sponsor making sure they're monitoring these people to make sure that you're doing your fiduciary roles.
It's perfect. The show's Money Matters with Greg. Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth. And we're talking here today with Lauren Brandrup, who's up in Wisconsin, in Brookfield, Wisconsin, as Director of Group Benefits, Retirement Plan Consultant for Next Level Planning and Wealth Management. You can find them at their website, which is nlpwm.com. That's N as in Nancy, lpwm.com. Check them out when you get a chance as well. So we're going to do a sort of a series here with Lauren. We're talking about fiduciary responsibilities right now, and then we're going to kind of move on into maybe benchmarking on the show, you know, in another show, and then plan governance and a couple of other things, just to try to give plan sponsors an opportunity to kind of hear it from the experts as to where what they need to be doing and what they're looking for. So along those lines, Lauren, bring it back on. I just want to be able to talk about those. You mentioned 321, but outsourcing these responsibilities and kind of understanding the three name game, like what is 316 and what is 321, what is 338, and why do I need them, how expensive are they, or what sort of ranges am I looking at if I'm going to do these things as a plan sponsor, and maybe it might be something I might be interested in, should I be doing it, but kind of what are they?
Great question. And you know, it's one of those questions that, yes, they are being thrown out a lot very regularly, and it is very confusing. These are different sections covered under ERISA. As I had mentioned, 321, it's investment advice, acting as a fiduciary, providing advice and guidance. As I had stated in our previous segment, we are not named in the plan document. We do not have discretion. So when I say discretion, we cannot go and make investment changes if we feel that one is warranted and documented properly, which of course you always should do anytime you're making any investment decisions on a plan that may affect your participants and beneficiaries. But at the end of the day, we do not have discretion. We still have to have a named fiduciary of the plan sign off on it. Whereas as a 338, they have full discretion. So many times some advisors can be 338. We typically don't take that seat. We feel that it's better to have give guidance and advice to the plan sponsors and ultimately have them make the best informed decision off the guidance and practices that we provide. But realistically, you can go out and hire, you know, like a Morningstar or a Mesro as what's called a 338. Typically, you're looking at maybe 3 to 5 basis points, about 0.05% on the high end of plan assets. They're going to provide very similar services that we provide, where they're going to be monitoring investments, providing guidance reports. But at the end of the day, if there's a need to make an investment change, they will go ahead and make that investment change. They'll notify the plan sponsor. So most plan sponsors would say, well, hey, that sounds great to me. I mean, you know, one less thing off my desk. The reality, though, is you are still responsible for monitoring them. So yes, you can outsource some of these responsibilities, but you are still responsible for making sure that they are doing their job, that they have good practices in place. Typically, you know, that warrants having an investment policy statement in place, not required under, you know, ERISA or DOL law, but best practices as kind of a roadmap and template to the decisions you're making on the investment front. As far as the other three, if you will, 316, which is really kind of come up more regularly here in the last few years, that is more of a named fiduciary for plan administration. So, you know, they're going to be signing off potentially on loans, signing off on distributions or hardships, signing off on the 5500. They are then a named fiduciary in the plan document for the what I call the behind the scenes plan operations. But again, you are still responsible for monitoring that service provider. In many cases, they might do it as a flat billable fee, or they might provide it again on a percentage of assets under management, depending upon the size of your plan.
That's perfect. Talking about, as we kind of finalize, kind of wrap this up here, we're talking about fiduciary. We're talking about some of the things that people really need to know and hear about. Tell a plan sponsor, basically, what should they be, if there's one thing you can mention, what should they be doing? What could they be doing to improve their process or limit their liability or whatever it might be? If you could just say one thing to a plan sponsor now, you know, what should they be doing?
That's such a loaded question because there's so many good responses that you could say. But I think the biggest thing is find a good quarterback to work with, whether that be an advisor, a plan consultant. Find somebody that is well-versed in this area that spends most of their time and their practice on retirement plans. I look at myself as the advisor as kind of the glue that holds together all of the pieces. I always tell all of our current clients, you know, if you have an issue with something, a problem, you don't know the answer, you can't find it, come to me. It may not be a responsibility of mine, but I will either A, get you to the right party, or I will help you find the right road. You know, and I think really working with somebody that understands that is important. And it kind of, you know, dovetail, I know you said one, but dovetail on that is I find a lot of prospects have not looked at their service providers, an advisor being one, in many years. You know, that it's important to do to make sure that you're consistently monitoring those costs, because most times plan participants are taking on those costs of the different service providers, record keeper, third party administrator, advisor, or an investment advisor if you outsource some of those responsibilities. So I think it's really, again, making sure you work with somebody that you feel comfortable with, that is communicating really well. Communication is huge to me. I probably over communicate sometimes and set bad expectations because I'm quick to respond. But you know, I feel that it's my duty to make sure that not only are our clients insulated to a certain degree and have processes, but also that, you know, there's great outcomes for plan participants, very engaged in many of the different roles that we do with plan participants and making sure that, you know, they're achieving their future goals.
It's perfect. Show's Money Matters with Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth. You can find us on Twitter at Farrell Wealth. You can find us Facebook, LinkedIn. Find me there as well. Also, the show's on Spotify and iTunes. So, and really anywhere you get your podcast. And then ultimately, it's on YouTube as well, on the Farrell Wealth YouTube channel. We're going to have Lauren on again to talk a little bit more about plan governance, some benchmarking. There's so much to cover here in the retirement plan space. I really want to be able to make sure we kind of have a series of this, kind of keep it, you know, per topic and keep it driving. But I just wanted to say, so Lauren Brandrup, you know, Director of Group Benefits up in Wisconsin for Next Level Planning. Again, you can find him at NLPWM.com. And where else can they find you, Lauren?
LinkedIn is, it's kind of, I look at that as really one of the last social media areas that I actually go to on a regular basis, because I go there for business, I go there for news, I go there for education. But you can find me on LinkedIn and you know, have timely topics and more of my contact information there as well.
Perfect. Find Lauren on LinkedIn. It's Brandrup is how you spell his last name. So find him on LinkedIn, connect with him. Feel free to connect with us as well. And just looking forward to our next show. Lauren, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
All right. You be safe and have a great week, right?
Greg Farrell is the president and CEO of Farrell Wealth and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Lauren Brandrup from Next Level Planning Wealth Management is not affiliated with or endorsed by LPL Financial or Farrell Wealth.